From page Nun Gimel, the Maimer Akanitzov Hayom Kulchem. We're up to very good words. On the right side in the page, Kichelek Hashem Amai. Kichelek Hashem Amai. And the Rebbe is explaining the difference between the call that comes from the chitzonius, the outer dimension or part of a Jew, and the cry that it can come from the pnimius halayif, from the pnimius of a person. The tachlas is to come to that madrega, that point of l'cho amal libi, Bakshu Panai Espanecha Havaya Espanecha Hashem Avakesh. That the Pnimius, L'cho Amar Libi, Bakshu Panai, should be able to call out to Hashem. This is a remarkable thing. That the Pnimius Halev of a Jew is Elokus Mamish. It's higher and it's beyond, it's Ramu Misnase, as the Rabbi says, V'gavoyim Ma'oid, as we learned last week. Ram V'nisa V'gavoyim Ma'oid. It's Lamalam and Hadas, it's higher than anything that we can understand. It was the first Madrig that we spoke about, Chitzanya Salev, is something that is still within the world of Tam, Vedas, of understanding how Hashem is Baruch. Fills this world with his presence and so on. But then the madrega of Pnimius Halev is only possible to come to that point of Pnimius Halev is only possible, the Rebbe explains, because Chelek Hashem Amai. What does that mean? So let's read the Peirush. And then Gimel on the right side on the bottom. Ki Chelek Hashem Amai. Ki Yisrael Olu B'machshava B'pchines Pnimius B'chu. V'atam she'ish Yisrael yochel ha'hargish gilui mahus v'atzmus yisbarach ha'misnasim ha'isaylon. How is it possible, the Rebbe is explaining, how is it possible for a yid to feel the mahus and the atzmus, the essence kiv yochel of Hashem himself? How could that be? To be able to feel the glow of that ray, the ziv that we were talking about last week, of Hashem, we can understand. And that's something which is apitam vidas, that we can understand. But how is it possible for a Jew to feel within himself the mahus and the atzmus of Hashem, something that's beyond reason, beyond logic? It's nothing that could be explained. There could be something inside of a person that mamash shakes him to the core of who he is, which he can't possibly explain. There are no words on earth that were ever created that could explain such a thing, what it means. That's why we have to have a shofar, because a shofar is something that just, the shofar is saying something without words. How could that be? So the only way it could be is ki chelek Hashem amai. Ki chelek Hashem amai. V'atam she'ish yisro yochel la'hargish gilui mahus v'atzmus yisbarach ha'misnasim ha'isaylam. How is it possible that a Jew should be able to feel within himself the essence, kevyachal, of Hashem revealed within himself? Mohus and Atzmus revealed within himself, which is Misnasim HaSa'ilam, which is higher than anything that was ever created. Than anything that could be explained, Ma'achashu Yisbarach, Muvda Lagamim, and Anivram, Echma Yitzak Keshev, and Ha'ad Makarash Baruch Hu. Since in that respect of who he is, kevyachal, he is separate from all that exists, it's as if nothing was created from that perspective, then how could there be a bridge to cross over that distance between mortal man and the infinite one? How could there be a bridge over which we can cross to get to him? How do you get to that? That there's a ziv, that there's a ray of his presence that reaches out, kivyachal, from him to us, we understand. That's chitzonius halev. We understand. But how can it be that a human finite being can somehow cross a bridge that creates a kesher, a gesher, to the Infinite One Himself. How could that be? Not to bask in the radiance of His light that is not Him kivyachol, but it shines out from Him, like the marshal of the sunlight that is not the sun itself. That we can think about, we can understand, say that. But now we're talking about something else. Now we're talking about a person feeling a connection to that which Lachara cannot be humanly felt. How's that possible? Eich notza in the parentheses, Eich notza kesher ben ha'odam ha'kadosh baruch ha'ad she'ovel ha'av g'dayla eilu hisbroch, that this can awaken within a person a very powerful love for Hashem. How could that be? So the answer is, hu lefi she'chelek Hashem amai. Chelek Hashem amai. What does that mean? She'nishmais Yisrael, it says in Pasuk, chelek Hashem amai. What that means, she'nishmais Yisrael, hein kamei chelek mishem havaya baruch hu. The soul of the Jew is kivyochel a part of God. Chelek Hashem amai. Nishmais Yisrael hein kamei chelek mishem havaya baruch hu. Ki Yisrael olu v'machshava. The reason it can be is because the Jewish people and each Jewish person is not just something that was created and is another nivra, creation, in the world that was created. There is something in a Jew, and there's something in the Jewish people that is higher than all that was created. That itself is not bound by the limitations of Nivroim, of the world that was created by this world. That means that since Chelek, the Rebbe say, Chelek is Hashem Amma means he is sold Allah Machshava perish the Kamaisha Machshava Sa'odam Lahav the Libe Pnim Yusai. It says, Yisrael Allah Machshava, the Jewish people arose in God's thoughts. That's before creation. Olav Machshava is a thought of God before anything, before making anything, before creating anything. There's a thought that God has. That thought of God is Yisrael. Yisrael's in that place that's called God's thought. Ki Yisrael Olav Machshava perish the Kamaish Machshavas Ha'odam Lahavdil. The same way, when it comes to a person's thoughts, a thought that a person has, no one else knows about, unless he tells somebody. Otherwise, each and every one of us is walking around with machshavas, with thoughts. Ve'ena niglis lachutz al hazulas. It's not revealed outside of oneself to the other. So kach, b'chinas machshava lemala, moira al pnimius ha'or. So too, when Chazal are speaking, Chazal are speaking of the inner light of creation, of the Pnimius Ha'or. They use this term, Yisrael Olu B'machshava, that the Jewish people are God's thought. God's thought. There is something about us. There is something about us that the world can't see, the world can't understand, and we ourselves can't see or understand. We ourselves can't see and understand. This is the inyan of the Or HaGanuz, of the hidden light, which is very much connected to Chanukah. The Pnimius HaOr. The light of the candles that we are looking at is only a tiny piece of the light that is the Pnimius HaOr, that's all of a machshava. Hainu kafish HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel b'mahusa v'atzmusa l'atzmai, the same way, kivyochel, that Hashem in his unknowable, infinite essence, kivyochel b'mahusa v'atzmusa l'atzmai, is entirely to himself. L'havdil, each and every one of us, l'havdil, in our thoughts, each and every one of us is to himself. Each and every one of us has a hidden world that's entirely to himself, to herself, to oneself. The atzmus and the mahus of a person is unknown to another. So kivyochel, Hashem and his mahus and his atzmus of what he is l'mala miliyashayach el ha'il meshechutz himen, is higher than any of the olamas shechutz himenu, that are, so to speak, outside of him, because nothing is outside of it that appeared to be outside of him. Him and his essence, it's kivyachal, his thought, is l'malo milayay shayach la olamas shechutz himenu. V'shon b'machshavto yizbara kivyachal. And in that world, which is called God's mind, his thought, kivyachol, in that place, whatever that is, mushroshos nishmos Yisrael, there is rooted and found nishmos Yisrael. That's an amazing thing. That's who we are. We don't always feel like that, and we don't always look like that, but that's who we are. Nishmais Yisrael is olu b'machshava, machshavas Hashem kivyachol, in the place of who He is. That's where we are. Where He is be'emes, that's where we are. Zo perish Yisrael olu b'machshava, machshava davka. Yisrael olu b'machshava daika. That's the diuk, the davke, olu b'machshava, that's unique. That's the meaning of chelek Hashem amai. Chelek Hashem mamish, atzmusa mahusai. In that chelek of Hashem kivyachol, who He is, amai. That's where we are. All of a machshava. And that's why the Rebbe is teaching us. L'fichach nita l'bnei Yisrael l'hargish yichudus l'kadosh baruch. That's why a Jew is capable of feeling something beyond anything that he could possibly explain. L'fichach nita l'bnei Yisrael yidin can feel l'hargish yichudus l'kadosh baruch if he shum nitzad mahus ratzmus Yisrael baruch. Not that they could describe that. There's just an unbelievable love. An indescribable love that a Jew is capable of feeling. He can't explain it. He doesn't know where it comes from without learning this. He doesn't have any words to describe the feeling. How could there be such a thing? Where does it come from? The Teretz is Yisrael olav machshava tchila ki chelek Hashem amai. Knimius Halev. The place of Hashem's thought is where Yid is. That's where we come from, his thought, which is unknown and unknowable. Now we go back on top, on page Nun Gimel. And because of this, the Rebbe continues. Zeu l'cho omar libi v'achshu panai. Therefore, it's possible for the heart of a Jew to actually cry out and to seek kivyachol himself. Vakshu panai, pnimius halev. From the pnimius halev. Hainu al yedei es panecha havaya avakesh. L'chom alibi bakshu ponai. How is that? Es panecha havai avakesh. Your face, Hashem, I will seek. Ki mebchinas achrei havaya yelechu. Bchinas achrei. The Rebbe explains that it follows an order. There first must be the effort on the part of a person through his bainanus, through deep meditation. And avoida, of course, in Torah mitzvahs, to come to the madrega of achrei havaya yelechu, b'chinas achrei, to connect to that ziv v'ha'ora, the ray of Hashem's light, that which we can reach through his bainanus, through thinking, and through our avodas Hashem. That's chitzonius alev. That's what we're talking about earlier in this chelik of the Maimon. Chitzonius alev. That's our avodah. Remember that that could bring a person to that madrega that's called Ka'arye Yishag, roaring like a lion. Shehu Hatsa'oka b'chitzonius alev, which is the scream that comes from the outer region of the heart. Shehu Hatsa'oka b'chitzonius alev. That's our avodah. Elias Bakshu Panai, to come to this madrega of Bakshu Panai, which means what? Hatsaka Shemi Pnimis Halev, the cry that comes from the Pnimis Halev. Hu Hanimshach Mipchinis Es Panecha Havai Avakesh. That is possible only because a Jew has the ability to seek Hashem's face, the inner essence of God. Shu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvay Deva'atzma Kanal, which is Hashem Kivyachol himself. How could that be? Because Yisrael Aluv Machshav, Ki Chelek Hashem Amai. Because in his thought, in his mind, we're there. That's where we are. So a person's avodah can only be in the world, really, the avodah is in the world of chitzonius alev. With his bainanus, Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs, and so on, to come to the madrega of chitzonius alev. But from there can be nimshach, pnimius alev. Uhu b'chinas, this is what we say in Kriya Shema. L'chol ma'aydecha. Ma'ayd, as we're going to learn in a few minutes in the parish, is a lashon of midah. L'chol ma'aydecha means beyond anything that could ever be measured. Beyond anything, ma'ayd means very. Very. Very means more. More than anything you could explain. More than anything that could ever be measured or put into words. B'chol ma'aydecha. How could it be that a person who is finite, who is measurable by the years of his life and so on, how could it be that a person who is a bal midah, meaning that he has midas, he's a person that is bound to the laws of this world, to the laws of nature, which are the midas by which life is measured. How could it be that such a person, that a finite human being, who is bound to the midas of physical reality, how is it possible for him to be swept away with a love for Hashem beyond anything of this world, higher than anything that fits the job description of human being? How could that be? The Torah says, Ki chelek Hashem amai. Chelek Hashem amai. That's Chanukah, of course. That's the holy meaning of Chanukah. How could it be that this little thing of oil could go ma'id? supposed to only be according to the mida of what was contained in the jar. It was only supposed to light for one day. How could it be such a thing? B'chol ma'aydecha. Ne'er Hashem nishmas adam. Because the candle is the neshama of a Jew. And that jar of oil, which was sealed with the chayisim of the Kohen Gadol, of that part of a person, of a yid, that's all of a machshava tchila, that's b'chol ma'aydecha. It doesn't conform to the limitations of makom and zman, of time and space, of this world. It doesn't conform to that. It's not bound by the rules of nature and of the world, because the oil is chelik Hashem amai. The oil was ner Hashem nishmas adam. The soul, the neshama, the Isis, neshama is Hashem, and the oil that is beyond the grid, the borders of this world. That's why the whole Indian of Chanukah is Ram Biad Matin, Tim Yad Toher, Misham Yad Tzadikim, meaning that when there's a gilui of the etzim of a Jew, when the essence of a Jew is revealed, then it's something which is not bound to the normal rules of this world. In this world, it's not Rabban Biyad Ma'atim. When you have many, the many defeat the few. When you have a lot, it's stronger than the few. Yeah. So when you have in this world, in the world of Teva, in the world of nature, so when you have Rabban, the Rabban win. Even in Halach, there's a din of Achir Rabban. The Rabban, the majority, the many in this world are victorious. The Chanukah, which is a Gilui of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, of Chelik Hashem Amai, of Pnimius Halev, of Yisrael Olam Achshav Atchila. So then all of those rules and regulations of the world are meaningless. And when a Jew taps into that place, when he comes to that place, so then there's nothing in the world that could stop him. I was talking about that Shabbos morning. Then there's nothing in the world that could stop him. That's the meaning of Yosef HaTzadik. Of Tzadik Yisad Olam. I spoke Shabbos morning about the whole world, the Shemesh, V'Yerech, V'Echadus HaKechavim, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars, the entire universe bows down to the Tzadik, submits to the will of the Tzadik. And later on, that's what I was talking Shabbos morning, by his Einikel, by his descendant, by Yeshua, Hashemesh Begivayim Goyim V'Yerech Be'Emak Ayalon, who was able to tell the sun and the moon to stand still, that the world obeys the will of Tzadik Yisayid Olam.
Not sure, so then, also by Yisayid Tzadik Olam, it's based on Chutzah. The Chutzah is also like my Aron Adin, was the Malamayat.
Right.
So it was that same Koach.
Right, so I was explaining that. That's the Koach of the Tzadik. That's why it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayom Ra Vayonais, Aranish Yosef, that the ocean moved away and split before the Aron of Yosef, the Tzadik. Tzadik Yisrael the Olam. Chazal said, because Vayar Vayonis Vayitza Achutza, because Yosef at Tzadik overcame his Teva. When a Yid, to be a Tzadik means to overcome one's finite nature and to tap into the infinite Kaychis that he has as a Jew, which is Chelek Havaya Amai. And in that place, the world has no control over us. That's what I was talking about Shabbos morning, that by the Kibush of Yeshua, if we would understand that, if we would be able to enter into the world of Tzadik Yisad Olam, then all of the walls of Yericho would fall down again, whatever they are now, those walls. And instead of the United Nations, there'd be a nice housing project over there for some people that could use an apartment. And we would not be able to be stopped. We'd be able to march right into Yerushalayim. Mashiach and Bilbeis HaMikdash. Mashiach means the one who is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, which means Chanukah, which is V'arachtin Neil L'Ben Yishai. For a person to transcend himself, the limitations of his finite self, that's what it means to be a tzaddik. And therefore, Yosef HaTzaddik's dream is the dream of the entire world, surrendering to Tzaddik Yisad Olam. And his descendant Yehoshua, as the Medrash brings it in the parasha, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Yeshua tells the son, how dare you defy me? You don't remember the dream of my Zaydi, of Yosef HaTzaddik. Shemesh v'yareach. You can't defy me. And the sun and the moon bow down in deference to the tzaddik. That's chelek Hashem amai. That's the real metzias of what a Jew is. And that's why it's possible. Es panecha havaya avakesh. It's not something you could explain with words. Just like it's impossible really to explain Vayonas Vayetze Achutza. Yesod HaTzadik, how the Tzadik acts in such a way. The Koiches of the Tzadik. But we have those Koiches too. It's not just Yesod HaTzadik. The entire Jewish people are called She'eris Yosef, with the remnants of Yosef, with the little jar of oil that's left in the world. Munu B'chais M'shakon Gadol. There's a part of each and every one of us that was never defiled, that was never touched by the outside world. There's a part of us. And that part of us is, if we would get to it, it's the meaning of being the Megala ones in the Shama, so then nothing in the world would be able to stop us. It's our tzaddikim, we're able to perform great miracles. That's how that's possible. So that's the meaning of b'chol ma'oidecha. B'chol ma'oidecha. Ma'oid, beyond anything. Beyond any mida. Beyond anything that's measured. Beyond any statistic. Statistics don't mean anything to us. Statistically, we have no metzias. There's no statistic. Well, there's no statistician in the world that would have, if there would have been that science, what they call statistics, if it would have been, you don't have to even say thousands of years ago. If it would have been 60 years ago, there's no statistician in the world that would have predicted that we'd be here. So there's something about Amitzias that doesn't stim with statistics, doesn't work out mathematically. We're not fitting into the scientific mathematical Greek picture of creation. We don't fit into that. Our enemies know that. My daughter was telling me she was reading something. Some of the things that Eichmann Yimach Shemai V'Zichru, that some of the things that Eichmann was saying, was Gerving Yimach Shemai, I don't remember. Each one was a Yimach Shemai, I don't remember which one. It's Nafkin, there's no Nafkin. But one of them said that this whole machine that we created, meaning that the Germans, that we created to give the world the impression that the Jew is a subhuman. He says, I know more than anybody that this is not true. This is what he said. I know this is not true. I know this is a great lie. But it's either you or us. It's either them or us. That's what he said, the Rasha. I don't remember which one. It's either them or us, meaning it's either the Jew or us. In other words, what he was saying is just the opposite. We use this propaganda to try to sell something to destroy Jews, because we know in Pnimius, we know that if the Jews are really Jews, and if they live as Jews, then we're finished. Notice, you're our greatest enemy. Because you could say, if the Jews are who they say we are, then why are they so afraid of us? What are they so afraid of? The Teretz is, they understand that the Pnimius of a Jew is something which is beyond anything that they can possibly defeat. So the smart anti-Semite understands that to get to the Jewish people, it's not enough to kill here and there. But you have to try to get to the oil. You have to try to get to the jar of oil. Because you can ask a kasha, once the Yevanim came in, Timu kol hashmanim, like they have nothing to do with the Greeks. Timu kol hashmanim, they're running around opening up jars of oil. It's Timu kol hashmanim. It's a funny thing for going to do, no? Timu kol hashmanim. The whole thing is to be matame the shmanim. What's that? What do you get to make tumma and be samikdish? What's matame kol hashmanim? Because if you can get to that chalila, if you can try to be metamei the shmanim, then you could cause a Jew to stop believing that he has within himself shemen tara that's untouched and untouchable. And you could do that, if you could convince a Jew that he's a regular human being, if you could convince a Jew that he's not something different, so then you've won. Then you've won. That's the milchama. That's the milchama. That's the war of Hanukkah. That's the milchama. Are we ordinary or are we extraordinary? Is there Shemen Tahar or all the Shemanim already Tmeim? That's the war. So on the left column, Nun Gimel. Continue on the bottom, on top. Zo mi mamakim krasich Hashem. Not the Persian, it's the text. Zo mi mamakim krasich Hashem. So even though, of course, we say that capital anytime, all year round, but especially, of course, we say it for Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, says Mitzvah. What? Mi mamakim krasich Hashem. From the depths, I call out to you, Hashem. Mamake Halev, from that place that's called the depths of the heart, the Pnimius Halev. Ki al yedei, next page. Ki al yedei tshuva ilo miumke deliva. It's through the highest level of tshuva ilo, which is miumke deliva, from the depths of the heart. When a person thinks, Kira Umar Ozvayas Hashem, there's nothing that's more bitter and terrible than going away from Hashem. Virichukai Me'or Panav Yisborach, and this distance from the light of Hashem's face, Hashem Noga Ad HaNefesh Mamish, that touches him in the depths of his soul, it breaks him and hurts him that he's so far from Hashem's face. The care of Ish, the Lev Amoik, the inner part of a person, in the depths of his heart, when a person feels that pain, Ha'idezeh, through that, Ma'oire Gam Ken Lamala, Liyais Krasicha Hashem, Mimamakim, when the person comes to that place, to Mamakim, and it's possible, Krasicha Hashem, to call Hashem. Calling here means to kivyochol, as strange as it sounds, to summon Hashem. Not that he has to follow our, God forbid, our orders or anything like that. Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem. Krasicha Hashem means Mehelem El Hagilui. From that which is hidden from Hashem Kivyochel. Mehelem El Hagilui. From being hidden to being revealed. Sheyizgala B'chinas, that there is revealed, it's possible for a person to experience this revelation. She is Gala Pchinas Pnimius Malchusi is Baruch Aleinu. That the Pchinas Pnimius Malchusi is Baruch should be Mizgala to each and every one of us. It's possible. That's what we're talking about. The Mahus and the Atzmus Kivyachal, not that we understand, we can never understand it. It can be experienced. Through this feeling of tshuva ilom, yumka deliba, to be broken and pained by the distance from Hashem, and that touches the depths of a person's heart, the kerev isha oiv amaik, and he screams out, ni mamakim, that can bring about a miraculous thing, krasicha Hashem. It calls out that little jar of pure oil from deep within us, which is the Chelek Hashem, which is Hashem's thought, which is where we are and who we are. It calls it out, Mehelem, from being hidden and beyond us, El Hagili, to being revealed to us, which is the Hezgalus of Pnimius, Malchusius, Baruch Aleinu, Kama Shekosav, as it says in Pasuk Navi, Merochaik Hashem Nireli, from far away, Hashem Nireli, Hashem appeared to me. Himself, Kivyachol, from that feeling of being far away, and the tsa'aka can be Hashem merely. The Zohar Inyan Zechrinus, and this is the meaning of Zechrinus, of that part of the Davening of Shoshana of Zechrinus, memories, remembering. So Indian has the Indian Zechrinus. Shloshan Zikaron, the Loshan Zikaron, to remember. Doesn't mean, of course it doesn't mean God's not capable of forgetting anything. So you have to understand what that means. Zechrinus. And all the Psukim may read, Zechati like this and that, because Hashem's Baruch remembers. So Indian Zechrinus, Shloshan Zikaron, Neufel Adol Al-Dover Shehu Rachaik. Zikaron, the word remembering, doesn't mean, when it comes to Hashem, Chalila, that there's something that God forgets, that slips his memory. Chas v'shalom. The word Zikaron means something that's far, can also mean something that's far away. Now, we have a lot of things in our minds that we don't remember, we mamash don't remember. It's in our minds, but we don't remember because it's far away. It's far away. Either in time, it's far away. It's a long time ago. And since we're human, forget. It's far away in time. It could be far away in space, in place. It's far away. It's just not something that's part of your day-to-day reality, so you forget. It can be far away in nefesh, emotionally. You feel distant, and you forget. forgetting. Again, doesn't mean that it's not in your mind. It's just that you're not thinking about it. You're not recalling it from your memory. So what does it mean? Zikaron, inyan zechrayin, is a very, very deep inyan. So inyan zechrayin is, shaloshan zikaron, noifal al davar shehu rachek. Zikaron is when something is far away. Lakach aymrim ata zoichem ase oylam. So we say, Hashem, you remember everything that took place in the world. Ata zoichem ase oylam. It can't mean, God forbid, that he all year long Hashem doesn't remember. And then on Rosh Hashanah, the Baruch Shalom says, yeah, it sounds familiar. Can't be. So what does it mean? Ata zoichem ase oylam. It means he brings it to the forefront of his mind, of his thoughts. Schira means taking something that was far and bringing it near. So Rosh Hashanah, that gap that separates between Maisa Olam and the Borei Olam, between the world and all that happens in the world, and the Infinite One Himself, that gap is closed. And Kivyochel, Hashem brings this world to the forefront of His mind. That's called remembering. All that was far from the light of Hashem's face comes near, and we awaken the memory, so to speak, of this love. We bring ourselves to this place. Pnimius me'atzmusa imahusius baruch. The pnimius kivyochel of Hashem Himself, ha'idei ha'shofar, through the sound of the shofar. Shukol ha'yotzei mipnimius ha'leiv, which is a voice, a sound that comes from the pnimius ha'leiv, that it brings to kivyochel being remembered, coming from far, far away, and being back in that place. Now, what this means exactly, we're going to look into this part. On the left-hand column, Nun Gimel, let's start to read the Perish. Vizel Perish HaKosef. In the beer, on the left-hand side, Vizel Perish HaKosef L'chom Alibi Vakshu Panai, Es Panecha Havaya Avakesh. The Hava HaTalia, one depends on the other. Da'al Yidei Gilui Chitzainias Ha'or, that by each and every one of us working hard to try to reveal in our lives the outer Chitzainius or light, which is Achrei Hashem, Shuha Shefer Elokia Machayim Mekayimus Ha'ilmus, that's what we were talking about last week, which is the light of Hashem, a ray of Hashem's light that gives life to all worlds. By thinking about that a lot, the Sayyar Hodam Be'ahava L'Hashem Chitzainius Ha'leif, a person is awakened to feel love for Hashem, Chitzainius Ha'leif, or the outer heart, which is expressed in this shaga, also a roar or a scream, which is chitzainis, which is still external or more shallow. I mean, it's very, very, very good, but it's not yet pnimius. But the hisiris of the pnimius of the heart of a person, Tashem, hito itzo mikach shepanecha havaya avakesh. Panecha havaya avakesh. What does that mean? The kashim is gala his kashus el panecha Hashem pnimius. Hapnimius de la mala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoy de batzlo. Panecha Hashem means himself, kivyochel, God himself. Oz misayir ha'odam, when that happens, when a person is able to touch that place, then misayir ha'odam be'ahav ha'gedoy la'ashem b'chins pnimius alei. Then the person is misayir, is awakened with great love. B'chins pnimius alei. It's called love that comes from pnimius alei. Ahava gedoy lezula Hashem nikra ahava b'chol ma'edecha. This great love is called love b'chol ma'edecha. The ma'ayid is lashon mida. The word ma'ayid is lashon of mida, that which is measured. Umuvur b'chassidus shebechol ma'edecha hi ahava shalamalim midida v'agbala. B'chol ma'edecha means beyond any mida, beyond anything that we could even say ma'ayid. Lamalim imdid v'agbala, higher than anything that's measured or constrained. The ketzad efshalai la'adam mugbal la'gil de'ahava built in mugbalas. How's it possible for a person whose mugbal is finite to reach a love that is built in mugbalas, that is not mugbal? Hezek shemizgala ha'chelik avaya amai. Only when there's revealed within the person that which is chelik avaya amai. Pnimius ha'neshama. Hakshur b'mahusa b'atzmusi yizbarach. The pnimius of the neshama of the Jew, which is bound to the mahusa n'atzmus, the essence kivyachal of God. Azayim esayir b'ahava atzuma la'Hashem she'en l'shum hagbal. Then the person can be awakened to a love that is so great that it's not anything that can be explained or contained. And zem yimamakim kosicha Hashem yimamaki ha'leif. Which we say Seis Meitshuva, because Ayuva Natam Shoyim by Seis Meitshuva. Now, next page. Now we understand what we say by Seis Meitshuva. Hamizma, this Kippur Tehillim. She Amalois Imamakim Kresicha Hashem. She from the depths Kresicha Hashem. She has Oyrus Mi Oymek Halev. Which the His Oyrus Mi Oymek Halev. From the Pnimius Halei. Hainu Ahava Lashem, Mibchinus Pnimius Halei Hanal. A love for Hashem that comes from that Bechina, that Madrega of Pnimius Halei. Vashayich is less esame Chuvadavka, Hilafisha Yom Elohim Zman Chuvila. These days of, from Ashunim Kippur, days of Chuvila, this great Chuva. She is Iris Shuvim Imek Aleva. This is Iris that comes from the Imek Aleva. Shemagish Mirivus Gedaila. Mechuka Me'orpanav Yisbarach. A person feels very, very broken and bitter over the distance, his distance from Hashem's light. Adav Nagela from Hashem. Adav Nagela Ba'imek Nafshe Ma'am. She touches the Imek Nefesh of a person. By there, Shuvim Unka Deliba, the person then, the Shuva that comes from Unka Deliba Mimamakim, from the depths. Hamida k'neged mida. When a person goes to that place, that's called the ma'ayid within himself. Then what happens is krasicha havaya. Dinin hakriya l'kadosh baruch hu. What does it mean krasicha? I call to Hashem. It's k'adam akar l'chaver sheyavay. It's like calling somebody and saying, "I know you're here. Come out wherever you are. I know you're here. Come out. I want to see you. Come out. K'adam akar l'chaver sheyavay etzlo. I know you're here. Come out. I want you to be here with me." That's what he's been. Mamakim kresicha v'ayim. Kachu kerla Hashem v'ayim. She is gala l'kusa v'ayim. She's gala. There should be gali kroid malchusa. There should be a gili kroid malchusa of Hashem in the world. K'moy v'moshal anal she'tzerech b'kriya lova elohuk she'chaveiro. Yovi rochim v'ayim. It's when someone was far away from you and you're calling them, "Come here." Kachu b'nimshal. Dinyin hakriya l'kadosh baruch hu b'koshes she'nisgala madrega zu b'elokus. What you're calling for is that Hashem, that this reality of Hashem's essence should come forward, come out from its hiding place, come here into my heart, that I should feel it. Dinyin hakriya l'kadosh baruch hu b'koshes she'nisgala madrega zu b'elokus shemitzad atzmi v'chayke v'nalom menod. On his own, man is very far from this etzem and mahus of God. He's very, very far from God's essence, but it's not possible. But mimamakim There can be such a thing, Krasicha Hashem. By that Kriya, in Meshachas Menahelam Alagidli. It's drawn out from being covered to being revealed. Zarinin Giloi Panecha Havai. That's the meaning, Es Panecha Havai Avakesh. Panecha Havai. Pnimius Malchusius Baruch is the inner, the Pnimius of Malchus Hashem. The Chitzaitis of Malchus Yimashkar Baruch Hu Melech HaOlam. The external, outer Mitzias of the Malchus is that Hashem is the King of the world. Which means Sheshefa Achiyah Shebechol Nevram Murak Or Veziv Chitzanim Vanias Baruch. All that exists in this world, as we learned, is that ray, a little bit a ray of Hashem's light, a little bit of a drop that gives life to all worlds. That's Melech HaOlam, but that's not the face of God. That's the invisible, so to speak, God, the King, who creates and takes care of everything. But to come to that place as Panecha Havaya Avakesh, that's already something else. Hashem Kei Mashkez Baruch Hu Melech Yisrael, only a Jew. The whole world sees Hashem's Baruch Hu. But Melech Yisrael is called Pnimius HaMalchus. That's the inner world of Malchus. That's Pnimius, that's Melech Yisrael. Commission is Bar Lael Shakesh and Yisrael Kishbrahu Panecha Havai. Liyais Chelik Havai Amai. That's because each and every one of us is in Hashem's mind. Pnimius. And that's Mirachak Hashem Nirali. Ozanema Mirachak Hashem Nirali. Sheper Shat Pnimi Bezahu Shalidei Shehoda Magish Esrichukam Heor Panu Yisbrach. Mirachak, when a person feels the pain of being far away, and it breaks his heart, me'umke deliba, etz nagea ad nafshay mamish, the care of ish, v'leiv amoik, how far away he is, and he cries out, mimamakim, then from that distance, me'rochayk Hashem nirali, and then what? Sha'aydei sha'odam agish, esvichukam me'or panis baruch, v'adav nagea lo'i v'aymek ha'nefesh, ad she'shovel Hashem b'chol p'nimiyis levavoy, that causes Hashem to appear to me, to remember me, remembering coming from far away and being together. That causes there to be a remembrance. My Bez Hashem will finish this chelik of the Maimer. We'll finish this chelik of the Maimer soon and move on towards the completion of the Maimer. There's an exciting preview of what's to come. That the Chassidus Mevo'eres on the first 8 prokim of Tanya has come out. So Bez Hashem, after we finish this maimer, we're going to begin a multi-year project to learn Tanya with Chassidus Mevo'eres. But until it came out, I felt overwhelmed by the idea of trying to be mitzamtzem things, and it would end up being like one of those things where I would do the first parak for 40 years. And now that there's a Chassidus Mevo'eres, so I'm going to try to learn that inside together, as Hashem, after we finish this maimer. We'll order the Svarim, we'll start to learn Tanya together.